Now, an independent Palestinian rights organization says Israeli forces have arrested more than 9,000 minors in the occupied territories since the year 2000. The Palestinian Center for Human Rights cited as an example a 12-year prison sentence against Palestinian minor Ahmad Munasire just 2 days ago. It said the sentence runs counter to international law and violates the rights of children. The center called for the immediate release of the detainees. It urged the international community and UN agencies to pressure Israel to end arbitrary detention of Palestinian minors. Radio host and political commentator Max Egan says Israel targets Palestinian children, especially in the West Bank, to create tension in the occupied territories. Take a listen.
But this is part of Israel's ongoing policy. This is how they prevent any peace process from happening. They constantly kidnap children. This causes the parents, of course, to protest in the streets so Israel can crack down on the protests. You know, and all the West sees, really, is Palestinians protesting. And they think, well, why won't the people just leave Israel alone? But they don't see what goes on behind the scenes, this constant aggression towards children. There are whole squads of Israeli soldiers whose job it is to interfere with children and terrorize them on the way to school, simply as a matter of course. This is just ongoing policies of Israel. Many of these children are never seen again. They just disappear into a black hole. Israel is a very, very deceptive state. And the fact that it does this is outrageous. And the reason it gets away with it, of course, is because the mainstream media, the Western media, fails to report these types of incidences. I mean, I think if many people in the United States really saw the amount of child abuse that goes on towards Palestinian children at the hands of Israeli military, they would be outraged. I mean, this is massive child abuse on a massive scale, and it's happening daily, every day. And this, you know, it's just ridiculous, the amount of children that are abused. And even when we see attacks against Gaza, usually it's children who are targeted. And we know that there is a policy of targeting children in Israel, especially in West Bank. Parents are too scared to let their children even go outside and play in the yard, lest they're taken out by snipers. It's really gotten that bad in West Bank.